Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news on KSL. Happening right now, the L.A. Police Department is moving in on protesters barricaded at UCLA.
We can see they've deployed tear gas as they pull down barriers.
Break up this assembly. If you do not do so, you may be arrested.
We will continue to bring you updates on this story throughout the morning.
Meanwhile, here in Utah, thousands of students will be dressed in their cap and gowns as three Utah colleges host commencement ceremonies today.
But there's going to be an extra focus on security because of the war protests seen around the country. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Amanda, the University of Utah is beefing up security for tonight's graduation with extra police and security guards inside the Huntsman Center. This comes after two large protests Monday and Tuesday night at President's Circle, one of which was peaceful, but the first ended with police in riot gear driving people off campus and arresting more than a dozen people. A school spokesperson tells the Deseret News, quote, "We hear the protesters and they have the right to express their viewpoints. They do not, however, have the right to disrupt the celebration of their peers' years of hard work and academic achievements," close quote. Those graduating today, though, the focus won't be on the protests, but celebrating some great accomplishments. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage.
Utah Valley University, the University of Utah, and Utah State University are all celebrating their graduates today with commencement ceremonies. The Aggies will kick the day off with their ceremony in Logan beginning at 9 a.m., hearing from keynote speaker Gail Miller, owner of the Larry H. Miller Company. Then at 6 in the evening, the Utes will hear from Ivo Patel, founder and president of Interfaith America. And finally, at 6:30, the graduating Wolverines will listen to entrepreneur Jamie Kern Lima. Convocation ceremonies for the three schools will be held today and tomorrow. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
It's been a rocky start for students trying to enroll in college this year. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Yeah, Tim. May 1st is usually the time when college-bound kids commit. And the applications for financial aid have been facing technical hangups that keep delaying students getting that financial aid. So we're already seeing a dip in the number of students who are actually committing to going to a certain college. And what that's meant nationwide in terms of the financial aid applications is that we're down by almost a third. Utah is already near the bottom of the pile when it comes to high school seniors actually filling out applications for FAFSA. That's about 22% of students here in the state filling out apps, compared to 45% at the top of the list of states. It's dipped by a quarter since last year. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Be prepared for some disruptions with tracks train schedules because of upcoming construction and maintenance.
UTA is planning a series of nearly a dozen projects on the track system. The schedule they've released shows crews starting to work on the Blue Line Sunday, May 12th, and continuing at various locations all the way through the middle of October. In a release, Rail Infrastructure Project Manager Jacob Oden says UTA appreciates the patience and understanding of the community as they work to improve and maintain the quality, safety, and reliability of their system. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Streets in Houston are flooding this morning as the state prepares for another possible round of tornadoes. ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports.
Oh my goodness.
Twisters tearing through the heartland, more than 100 confirmed in the past week, leaving at least 5 people dead. It was the second busiest April on record for tornado activity.
This is the most active month of tornadoes in the U.S. in the last few years.
Happening today, Governor Spencer Cox and several UDOT crew members will be pushing the message, Keep Utah Beautiful. They'll be picking up trash along SR 201 near the Mountain View Corridor as they launch the state's litter cleanup program. This program allows anyone to go online and volunteer for a one-time cleanup of state roads.
We're going to launch a program this morning to keep Utah roads beautiful with the help of Andy Farnsworth.
Well, thankfully, they're looking pretty decent at this very moment. Weather's not a factor early this morning, and so far I've been watching I-15 into Salt Lake. It looks good for now in both directions. Everything looks open. No overnight closures or anything. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
There's a push to get more food processing done here locally rather than relying on companies out of state.
The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has $1 million to distribute to local food processing operations. Bailey Wolstenhume with the UDAF explains why this grant money is so needed.
Utah has some very lacking areas as far as food processing goes, so it makes it very hard for local Utah farmers to get their products into Utah markets.
Growing Utah's food processing sector will help keep money in Utah's economy rather than outsourcing to other states. It will also make us less vulnerable to other states' food supply chain issues. Companies that would like some of the grant money will need to apply. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of murals are showing up on the sides of buildings in South Salt Lake. It's all part of a citywide arts festival, and artist Egypt Hagen tells KSL TV she hopes her mural brings joy to people.
Oftentimes when we become older as adults, we forget just to kind of let loose and have fun and not take things so serious.
Hagen is one of 14 artists painting murals across the city.
An asteroid that flies near Earth may have more to teach us about the origin of life. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, this asteroid is a frequent visitor. Named Kamo'oleva after a Hawaiian creation chant, it was thought this asteroid originated from our solar system's asteroid belt. But new research suggests it was carved out of the moon's far side after something hit the moon millions of years ago. Since then, Kamo'oleva's story has helped scientists learn more about how crucial elements can be sent from one celestial body to another. In effect, it's a lesson on how the building blocks of life can spread across the galaxy. It's pretty cool. Scientists will continue studying it, though. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.